There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Look who it is. Joe Ostrowski on the Wester Hotline. Joe, should I read all the big intro? Is it all still true? It's been a while. I don't even know if it's all accurate.
I know it's going to change, I think, tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
Tomorrow. Wow. All right. Yes, yeah. Hi, Joe.
Big announcement. How you doing? How about Trubisky? He looked pretty good the other day.
Let's start there. Good Lord, Joe. Were we all expecting to start there?
Welcome to my world.
How did you survive that is a question I might have.
It was so funny. Many of us were watching it thinking, yep, just as I remember. It's the exact same stuff. Yeah.
I wonder, like, I watched him a few times with Pittsburgh last year, and when they signed him, my thought was, I don't think he can play. I don't know, like, what are we doing? Like, the Bills obviously would have watched him play for Pittsburgh. I get the attraction the first time around. He's, you know, set to the wind by Chicago. All right, let's buy in here, and we'll buy low, let him reestablish himself. Great. I don't know why they wanted to do it again. Like, I have no faith in him at all.
None. Totally with you there. Not laughing about the injury or anything.
But, no.
But, yeah.
You know, there's something about a Chicago sports fan, a Buffalo sports fan, maybe a Philadelphia or a Boston sports fan, where no matter how good you have it, it's still about, like, just sort of what happened in the past, you know,
right.
That cathartic kind of feeling of a player that you knew was going to be a bust or something like this.
Yes.
I mean, Chicago is not there yet. Like, it's not official or anything, but it's so hot. And I find in fantasy drafts, like, I'm trying to remember that people would probably have a bias against the Bears because never in their lifetimes have the Bears been, like, an exciting, passing, good team, right? All of that. And so I think all the Bears guys are values because there might be a subconscious element in play where you just can't imagine. Same uniforms. You know, there was a time, Joe, with the Bills that I thought the Bills should probably just, like, change their brand. Change the name, change the colors, change everything, because it's just been too many years of, you know, mediocrity.
Right.
I mean, the Bears, iconic franchise, but very exciting times there is all I'm really saying.
it's my instinct to just say, okay, ease up. It is preseason. It is against backups. Yeah, that was a great touchdown the other day, but he started the game with three and outs on offense. Yeah, that's my instinct, but it's just so different. And mm-hmm. I hesitate because we've had positive conversations in the past about, say, Justin Fields in our previous visits because it looked like there was that very high ceiling, and we know the direction that one went. But, yeah, that's what's different this time around. There's actually a confidence. It's not just the meatball fan that, okay, the new shiny toy. This is going to be the quarterback that's going to take us to the promised land. We finally found our franchise guy for the next decade or so. Like, no, there's a lot of confidence. But part of that is how they've gone about this, how Ryan Poles has, the general manager, just building up around the quarterback, not make the trade for Cutler, go fix everything and lift everybody up. Mm-hmm. I mean, teams have finally realized, no, you can't just do that. You need to bring weapons in. You need to give them an offensive line, you know, some sort of a rushing attack, however you want to use it. But, yeah, with the of course, DJ Moore, and then they extend him this offseason. You bring in Keenan Allen. The guy falls to you, Roma Dunze. He's going to have a lot of weapons. I don't know if it all comes together year one. Probably not. I think they're going to be around 500, but if it does work, there is that ceiling where it's now a tough division, but the expectation is over the next couple of years they're set up to succeed.
Well, certainly in his favor, in their favor, is that they were not, you know, usually the team picking first overall is, you know, 3-14 or 2-15 or something like that, like how I managed to handle the 17 games there both times instead of the 16. Oh. But they were, you know, they weren't good, but they weren't terrible, right? They weren't the dregs of the earth, right? They, you know, they got that pick in a trade. So yep. Even there, like, you're not starting, say, where Carolina was starting last year with Bryce Young.
No, you're definitely not. And the reason Eberflus still has his job is because of the way the defense played. Because they, for internal reasons, they still haven't put it out there publicly. They had to fire the defensive coordinator. Eberflus takes over, and then they trade for Sweat. And that just changed everything. Some of it is some turnover luck. Very tough to repeat that. But there's still this confidence that they do probably have a top 10 defense. They lock up Jalen Johnson. They have talent at every level there, too. So, yeah, no, that's also the difference. You have this generational talent, the guy that goes number one overall, but it's not your typical team that has the number one overall pick.
Yeah, you know, I got to admit to not having seen the whole board, so to speak, when they made that trade for Sweat last year. Because I saw, like, yeah. What are you doing? You're not going anywhere. What are you doing with that? But, like, now, I can kind of get it now.
Yes, I do want to say, okay, hold up. He's not at that Parsons level, but or Garrett, but you don't need him to be.
Right.
Right? With some of the, again, the talent that they're building. Poles has done a really nice job as a general manager. Like, you're always going to have your misses, whether it's a pick or it's a trade with the Steelers, so you give them the first pick in the second round for a god-awful receiver for a year. But, yeah, people are flying high, and yeah, it doesn't mean you got to win the division, but I think they're going to battle for a playoff spot in the NFC.
That's probably all they need, you know, to make this year feel good and for Williams to look to show those flashes. You know, I'm talking about how the fantasy markets may be underestimating the Bears. I kind of think they are. What about the betting markets? Like, when I've looked at Bears to make the playoffs, Joe, it's minus money. It's not. Yep. It's close to 50-50, but they're getting some respect.
Oh, yeah, they're getting respect. Now, this does happen every offseason because it's a legal betting market in Illinois, and they're a super popular team. Their fan base is going to back them. Probably a similar story to you guys as well. But you do see that movement, but it's legitimate. It's happening because nationally, outside of the area, people are believing in them. When they opened the win total, it was 8.5. And it was, you know, even money, basically, minus 110 on both sides. A number of sports books have moved it up a full win to 9.5. It was juiced for a while, and now it's gone up a full win. I don't know if it's a little bit of Hard Knocks effect or exactly what. But, yeah, no, they're still expected to be third in the division. That is a very high win total for a team that is supposed to be third best in a division.
Miami's is likewise, isn't it? In the AFC East.
Same.
With the Bills and the Jets. That's a tight, not too different. I mean, that's a tight pack there for division title.
Yeah, you know, FanDuel has the Jets at plus 155 right now to win the East, the Bills 175, the Dolphins plus 240.
Is that the norm, Joe, that the Jets are the favorite now?
It's split. There's some. It started off with the Bills across the board as the favorite, which kind of made sense to me. Okay, you got the best quarterback in the division. I think that's going to be the case almost all the time. That when you have, you know, cut above as far as quarterback play, that you're going to end up being the favorite. But as the offseason has played out, other teams have improved. Here we are again with the injuries, too. Mentioned Milano in the update there. So it started to shift a little bit. Certainly a lot of belief. Here we are again in the Jets. And, yeah, I'd say about half the sports books have moved them to be the favorite.
One thing that I've noticed, and we've talked about some this summer with respect to the NFL futures odds, the Bills, like you've had, I mean, what are they, 10.5, you know, pretty normal, but minus 150 on the under. Mm-hmm. And you bring up a lot and have already today sort of the fan base getting involved, you know, it's a feel-good bet, and over is the feel-good bet. No, nobody's betting unders that way. You're betting on your team. So a lot of those, if that's not why, a lot of teams you see minus, you know, whatever, 130 to the over. It seems unusual that a team would be pronounced to the under like the Bills are. That's interesting. A lot of our conversations have been over these years, Super Bowl favorite, trust it, you know, just like can the markets catch up week to week to what the Bills are doing? This year is different.
Very much so. And I would say if I had to pick a side, you know, outside of just bettors, right, I would say they're down on the Bills, that they would be on that short list of teams that people are down on. I would also include the Patriots. Yeah, it's rock bottom as far as win total, but a very popular bet has been them to be the worst record, and nobody else is in that 4.5 level like the New England Patriots. So it's a fascinating division. Jets have been the hot team. I'd say the Dolphins were the hot team a year ago. Not that people aren't believing in them, but there is some question. You have change at defensive coordinator, which could end up being a good thing, and you lose Wilkins. But people are always looking to the next thing. Like the Lions were so hot for 2 years, and now people aren't talking about the Lions as much, even though they probably should be talking about them more now than ever before.
The Bills are the they're tied with Houston and the Bengals as the sixth favorite for the Super Bowl, by the way. Right? Chiefs,
in
Niners.
In the league.
Chiefs, Niners, Ravens, Lions, Eagles all ahead of them, and then plus 1,500, Houston, Cincinnati, Buffalo.
How would you rank those three, Joe?
Which three again?
Houston, Cincinnati, Bills.
Okay. So, personally,
all the same price.
Yeah. It's hard because I'm trying to find, it's scary, but I'm trying to find ways to fade Cincinnati. I'm sorry, Houston. Just looking elsewhere in the division as everybody else seemed to improve in the schedule that they faced last year compared to the schedule they faced this year, but they understand that. They also improved. I would go Cincinnati 1. This is part opinion baked in. I'd go Cincinnati 1, Houston 2, Buffalo 3.
Do you feel like is a word for Houston overhyped?
I think so. There's this expectation that Stroud is just going to take the next step. But could they meet?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Those expectations, certainly. Maybe you're talking to the wrong person, because I like the ceiling with the Colts. I think nobody's talking about the Jaguars, and they improved their roster a whole bunch. It's just, how much do you trust in Trevor Lawrence? And I'm not saying they're going to compete for the division, but the changes that the Titans made could actually be a good thing. Maybe they end up being a 7-win team, when immediately people are thinking Vrabel, no, that's the wrong move. He's one of the best coaches out there. Well, it's just going to be completely different, and they're going to focus in on that offensive line, the biggest issue that they've had, and they're going to sling it. And traditionally, they've just been a run-heavy team, so it's just going to look completely different. And maybe they end up having some success there when people are not expecting it. Seems they have some weapons there, but it's just not going to be as easy as it was for Houston a year ago, as much talent as they have.
Yeah, I've been sort of slow playing them all year here. Their point differential last year was only plus 34. You go back and look at their schedule, there's some stanky losses, and their wins, like, they got a win over the Bengals with a healthy Burrow. It was like the week after they clobbered San Francisco. So the Bengals, that's their signature win, aside from the dismantling of the Browns in the playoffs. The rest of it is just like, you know, it's just not that impressive last year what they did. So I see the talent. The quarterback looks great. The receiving core looks great. There's a lot to like there, even on defense too. But I don't know. I'm just not ready to assume they're just going to roll out there and win 12 games.
What are you guys expecting from Diggs?
Man, I feel like he landed perfectly. So this is a tough one too, because they don't have to. He doesn't have to be the player he was here. He doesn't have to be the alpha, so to speak. In which case, you could see modest numbers, and he's doing fine. He's not going to get 150 targets again or something like that. Probably, mm-hmm. He has been playing ahead of Dell in two receiver sets so far in the preseason. So I think that's in his favor. But then we also were talking a little bit about whether he was in decline by the end of last season. I guess I'm going back and forth on him. I don't know what his lines are.
Over 900 and a half yards minus 112. That's the number. And it's the same. Under is minus 112.
I would go under.
Receiving yards.
I would go under that. Joe, this is where we started. Our first conversation was you asking me to guess Diggs, his prop number. Here
was
we are.
It really?
Yep. You were listening. I was talking about Diggs. You tested me. I'm like, I came pretty close. So I think, you know, that was a good start. Joe Ostrowski on the West Hur Hotline. What's interesting to you this year in the, say, the MVP market, thinking about awards? Allen might be better. He's done really well already, but not won it. Might be better positioned to win it if he has the same kind of year that he's had, because they took Diggs away from him.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Like, where else does the credit go? It all goes to Josh Allen. Let's say the early betting markets were right and they end up winning that division. They have one of the top seeds in the AFC. Yeah, they're right there. Second favorite right now is Josh Allen for the MVP. 8-9, 9-1 range. Of course, we know the favorite. Mahomes. Burrow is third, tied with C.J. Stroud. That's how far we've come after 1 year. C.J. Stroud is priced as the same as Burrow. You know what you're looking for. You're looking for a team that's going to have a lot of success, going to be a one or two seed in either conference. And I'm always looking for a little bit of value. And I'm a little concerned that maybe this guy won't get as much credit as he deserves. But or I don't know about deserves, but maybe because of the weapons around him. But it's a team that I'm high on, so naturally I've got to believe in the quarterback. And this is a quarterback that's at times in the middle of the season been the favorite. I think the Eagles are going to have a terrific season. They're going to be the one or two in the NFC. And Jalen Hurts is going to be on that short list once again. At the moment, he's 14-1, same price as Jordan Love. It's funny, they're not thinking Lamar for a third MVP because they've got him all the way down at 18-1.
What, and that might be where he was last year, too.
Right. Like, you know, I think shorter. Maybe 15? Yeah.
Yeah, I think the way the playoffs went, no way he'll win.
No, he, yeah.
All right, you got two.
He will get punished for the playoff letdown, even if it's not supposed to work that way. It's supposed to be separate, but like he could have the same year he had last year. Everyone could have the same year they had last year, and I don't think he'd win it.
Yep, I'd agree with that. If I'm moving down the board looking for a player that, okay, maybe do it with your legs, and that's the way that the MVP voting has gone, with Lamar winning it a couple of times. If it all comes together, I trust the coach and play caller, Anthony Richardson.
Let's go.
35-1.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say that. You said already you like the Colts a little bit.
Yeah.
I would love that. I don't like betting favorites, but Mahomes is hard to resist, I think, because of what they've done to that team. And can the league continue to get away with, you know, limiting him as bad as they're off? He was, what, 29th in the league last year in yards per attempt? Something like that. Like Burrow was low too, and he was hurt. Right. So if you expect a bigger year from Mahomes, and the same logic with Jackson, like Mahomes has already won multiple, but maybe they think he needs to separate voters. I mean, they're human beings. They might think about that stuff. I would. So he it's, what is it, 5-1 or something like that? Like, I still might want to have a piece of that.
Yep, 5-1 as the favorite, and then I mentioned the names that come right after him. It's Jordan Love is getting that respect immediately, and then when it drops a little bit, like, there's still the Purdy doubters, even though maybe they're the most talented roster in the NFL. Like, he's a mid-range guy along with Dak and Goff, and Aaron Rodgers 25-1, the same exact price as Tua. I guess that makes sense because they're expected to be so close record-wise.
What do you think of Bills Week 1 home to Arizona -6? The number has crept lower since it opened, and, you know, just sort of on the surface, maybe it seems like a low number for what has been a dominant Bills team at home against the Cardinals. There's some Cardinals buzz, though.
There is. There's the Bills, if people don't take Cincinnati against New England, the Bills are going to be very popular in Survivor. The way I look at it, and I do understand the belief in the Cardinals a little bit, as it's, they should improve getting a full season out of Kyler Murray. We'll see how that ends up going. But yeah, you add Marvin Harrison to that situation. 6 seems like a lot, guys.
Hmm.
6 is a number that maybe they just end up smashing them to start the season. But I am a little concerned with all the changeover. And look, a lot of the guys that not with your team anymore, they weren't on the field a ton much last year anyways due to the injuries. But 6 is, now you're getting to that number where I do have some concern, where maybe a garbage touchdown at the very end that means nothing as far as a win or a loss, but ends up covering the spread.
First garbage time touchdown reference of the I'm going to say season in finger quotes.
It's teaser time at 6.
Of the season.
Teaser
just
time.
Just win. That's all you need. I think people will be confident in that.
Are you back in the Survivor waters? Bulldog said that's the only Survivor pool he's ever done.
Oh, yeah, I will be. I just didn't want to send it out yet and deal with that every day. But it's happening. It's happening. Season starts 2 weeks from today?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll be waiting for that email. I'm off right, next week. I'll have lots of time to ponder.
Don't take the chalk. Don't take the Bengals.
But who do you take? You taking the Bills?
Who else is in that range? There are 2 or 3 other games that are like 5 that I have seen. I don't remember the schedule.
I'm not taking the Niners against the Jets on Monday.
Bulldog will.
Oh, I think
that's
might,
his
I
game.
Think, I think
that's going to be
think
his
I
game.
I might do that. Yeah,
he hates the Jets.
I hate the Jets. I think
he's so off the Jets.
I think Aaron Rodgers' leg is going to explode.
Really?
Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah,
like,
but
I don't know.
Oh man.
I guess I get it.
Okay,
he's 40, but
yeah,
Bulldog is very negative toward the Jets.
And they're the Jets.
I know.
Like I know. I know what the roster looks like. I know the quarterback's reputation. They're the Jets. I trust them to Jets it up.
Wow. The Bears and the Jets. This is the year where all your priors get upended.
Don't even. Yeah. I probably wouldn't take the Bears against the Titans just because it's a rookie quarterback debut, all the expectations at home. Going against the rookie quarterbacks, maybe that's not the worst thing in the world. Because Jaden Daniels is going to have to go on the road down to Tampa. Not the worst environment, but that might be a little difficult. And Washington doesn't have that much of an offensive line for me to believe in right now. Lions? I don't want to use the Lions against the Rams, but defense is going to take a step back without Aaron Donald. For sure. But yeah, it's going to be a tough first week. Maybe you go against Bo Nix, having to go to Seattle to start his career.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a look.
Real Man picks the Ravens Thursday night at Kansas City, +3, straight up. Let's go. Come on.
Oh, I'll be on the Ravens for sure.
Yep.
At the very least, against the spread.
Joe, it's so nice to talk to you again. Good luck in whatever developments happen in the next 24 hours. And we'll talk in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Joe Ostrowski back with us. Joe's been a staple of our Thursday afternoon broadcast here during the NFL season for a couple of years now, and we'll be excited to have him back on a regular basis.
This, as much as we are in here every day talking about, the season creeping a day closer, today, it is the closest it's been because it's a day after yesterday, but talking to Joe, I mean, I just feel like there's a game tomorrow. Like, that counts, you know, like just hearing his voice talking about it all.
It's been the weather this week for me, too.
Yeah, that's right. It just felt like October all week until
totally,
today, really. Yeah.
Totally football weather. Today a little bit less so. 803-0550 for your calls. We've always been asking just kind of your vibes. We had a few callers, or at least a couple yesterday, more optimistic toward the Bills this year. Bulldog, very anti-Jets. Are you also anti-Jets? That's the question we want to know. We want to know your answer to that question. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Lines are open. 803-0550. This is WGR.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.